From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Friday, June 25th. Coming up, Illinois is losing a seat in Congress after the 2020 census. And with Democrats in control of redistricting, it's likely one of the state's five Republicans in Congress who will get squeezed out. We'll learn more in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. State Democratic leaders are touting a Wall Street agency, bumping Illinois' credit rating outlook from negative to positive this week as the state continues to recover from the COVID recession. Hannah Meisel has more.
The three major New York credit rating agencies still rank Illinois' creditworthiness as just a notch above junk status. But Fitch Ratings this week changed the state's outlook to positive, saying the slight uptick reflects, quote, Illinois' preservation of fiscal resilience. Governor J.B. Pritzker's Department of Revenue Director, David Harris, a former Republican state representative, says Illinois' quick economic recovery from the pandemic is a sign of better days ahead.
Yes, we have concerns and problems, but we're on much more solid financial footing than we were a very short time ago.
Harris acknowledges federal stimulus money and loans played a major role in preventing financial collapse. But he says Illinois paying its bills promptly for the first time in years is proof the state's recovery is real, and says he hopes a true credit rating upgrade is around the corner. I'm Hannah Meisel.
In May of last year, Champaign County home sales were at their lowest point due to the COVID-19 pandemic, but those sales recovered quickly, and the Champaign County Association of Realtors reports 316 homes sold in the area last month. Realtors Association President Liz McDonald says that's a 35% increase in the number of homes sold compared to May of last year.
I would say our local market really never suffered very much because of COVID, other than we probably didn't have as many properties coming on the market as we should have.
McDonald says a continued shortage of homes to sell probably kept home sales from going even higher in Champaign County. Meanwhile, the trade group Illinois Realtors reported nearly 18,000 homes sold in the state last month. That's up nearly 52% from May of last year. At the start of the pandemic, food stamp recipients began receiving more money each month due to state emergency declarations. As Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin reports, with some states moving to end their emergency declarations, that extra help is going away.
A handful of states have allowed their COVID-19 emergency declarations to expire, including Kansas and Oklahoma. And for many who rely on SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, that means their monthly allotments have gone down, in some cases significantly. Melinda Craigs-Ingram is the SNAP Outreach Manager for the Northern Illinois Food Bank. She says the loss in aid is going to be a huge shock to families.
Our families can't go back to $40 a month. They can't go back to $16 a month. They can't go back to $70 a month because it's not enough to sustain their families over, a full calendar month.
A five-person household will lose an average of $240 per month when emergency declarations expire. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom.
Illinois' emergency declaration is still in place, and there's currently no timeline for its expiration. Community and faith leaders in Champaign-Urbana are hosting events through the weekend in an effort to halt gun violence in the community. 48 Hours of Peace starts today at 6 p.m. with a multi-faith prayer service at Douglas Park in Champaign. In case of rain, the service would move inside to Bethel AME Church on East Park Street in Champaign. Other events this weekend include a Beat the Streets Teen Summit tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Douglas Park, the HV Neighborhood Transformation Block Party from noon to 5 p.m. tomorrow at Crystal Lake Park in Urbana, and a family fun event in the Garden Hills neighborhood of Champaign from 5 to 7 p.m. on Sunday. The News Gazette reports there have been 133 instances of gun violence in Champaign-Urbana so far this year. Find details of this weekend's events on the Champaign Community Coalition Facebook page. Still to come, we'll hear from a Republican political strategist about what new congressional maps could mean for the state's five GOP members of the U.S. House. That story from Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows is next on 217 Today.
Hi, this is Chantal Vaca, and I'm the engagement producer for the 21st. And I'm curious, what issues in Illinois matter to you most right now? Join the 21st Text Club and add to our weekly conversation. Just text TALK to 217-803-0730. That's 217-803-0730. Let's keep in touch.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. State lawmakers in Springfield have held off on drawing Illinois' new congressional district map, but they already know from preliminary census figures that the state will have one less congressional district than before, 17 instead of 18. And with Democrats in control, Illinois' five congressional Republicans are vulnerable. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows spoke with GOP strategist Patrick Fingston. He expects Democrats to make the new congressional maps as difficult as possible for Republicans.
And the political reality is that Democrats aren't going to willingly give up one of their own members. Democrats will draw as many safe Democrat districts as possible. And it's also likely you'll see Democrats will try to punish some of those existing Republican members of Congress. They can dismantle a district like they could do to Adam Kinzinger. They could pair two or even three downstate members into primaries. In fact, you can draw a map where you do put three into one district, though that's a little less likely to pass court muster.
Well, what can Republicans do in next year's campaign season to try to minimize the damage or perhaps even try to gain a seat?
What will Republicans do and what should Republicans do are vastly different questions in today's Republican Party. In 2020, the Republican Party could have nominated more mainstream candidates in the 15th, 14th, and 6th districts. Instead, they nominated far more right-wing candidates. So you get Mary Miller voting with Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz in that 15th district, and you had candidates nominated who couldn't win in the suburbs.
And here we have to mention that you worked in the campaign of one of Mary Miller's primary opponents 2 years ago, Darren Duncan.
I did, and my opinion would be the same had I not worked on that race.
If Mary Miller were to suddenly call you and say, Patrick, I need you on my reelection campaign, what's your advice for her?
Miller is likely to find herself in a Republican primary, whether it's against Mike Bost from Murfreesboro or Rodney Davis from Taylorville, who I've also worked for in the past, in some sort of a new district in 2022. The reality is Davis and Bost have a better fundraising track record than Miller does. But if you draw them into a district where they're not as well known and Miller can run to the extreme right and push up the Trump Tea Party Freedom Caucus crowd, she could win a race, even a primary, depending how they draw, whether it would be the 15th or a new district to impact her.
I think the only incumbent we haven't touched on yet is Darren LaHood. What do you think he has to look out for?
Darren LaHood could be drawn into a district with another Republican like Rodney Davis, most likely. If LaHood would want to avoid a member versus member primary or would not want to run in a heavily Democratic district, there's been discussion, though he hasn't confirmed publicly, that he would consider a race for Illinois Supreme Court. That gets more complicated because the new Supreme Court districts that were drawn by Democrats last month put LaHood in a new Supreme Court district that includes Peoria, Bloomington, Springfield, the Quad Cities, and Rockford. So you have to use a lot of new territory in what would be a new district and definitely a complicated district as well. And the political part of going from Congress to the Supreme Court would also be interesting, to say the least.
Besides Darren LaHood, who else among these five Republican incumbents in Congress might be looking at running for a different office as an alternative?
I'll give you two. Rodney Davis can run for governor. He can raise money. He's won in a difficult district, a split 50-50 district, and he's likable enough guy that he may not scare away some of the suburban women that you need to win that other Republicans would potentially scare away. And then there's Adam Kinzinger, who could run for Senate. While he said he's going to run for re-election to the House, he lives near Joliet, so his district could be completely dismantled, completely spread among Democrats. While he's not particularly popular among Republicans for some of his anti-Trumpian stances, it would be a positive for him potentially in a general election. he would be the most high-profile candidate to take on Tammy Duckworth next year.
Patrick Finkston is a Republican strategist who also publishes a political newsletter, The Illinois. He spoke with Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says showers and thunderstorms continue today. We could see heavy rain at times with a high of 84 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Carolina Garibay. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Jim Meadows, and Dana Cronin. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend.